fact that the governor's proposed fiscal year 2025 budget is $7.28 billion, nearly 30% higher than just 2 years ago, complicates her belt-tightening message. It also highlights uncertainty about the state's long-term financial outlook, according to Newswatch budget analysis and interviews with legislators and business leaders. Lawmakers overshot Nome's budget request last session while cutting the state sales tax rate from 4.5% to 4.2%, a dangerous mix in most times, but considered palatable due to federal stimulus money still boosting state coffers. The current fiscal year budget they passed, which runs through June 30th, stands at $7.38 billion, an increase of nearly 35% from the previous year. If you go back 4 years to pre-pandemic fiscal year 2020, it's an increase of 57%. Despite Nome's public criticism of President Joe Biden's stimulus strategy, federal money accounts for 47% of the state's current budget, fueled by surplus from COVID-era initiatives such as the American Rescue Plan and the bipartisan infrastructure law. For South Dakota Newswatch, I'm Stu Whitney.